called the Heritage and Habitat in Your Community Teacher's Guide. And really the main purpose of it is to raise awareness of natural habitats in local communities and the flora and fauna associated with them. And also to encourage students and teachers to engage with habitat surveying and recording. The guide itself sets out so the ways in which you can go about surveying and recording of habitats. And again, it looks at a whole variety of different habitats, from coastal areas to boglands to freshwater habitats to grasslands to deciduous woodlands to hedgerows. And it also includes a number of sample worksheets for students as well to show them sort of the kind of information that they need to record and what they can learn from these habitats as well.
The hope is always that if you bring in these subjects early enough in school, if you inculcate an interest in habitat and in heritage at a young age, that people will carry that with them into their adult lives, and they then themselves will become advocates of and supporters of their local habitat and their local heritage.
Very much so. And again, what you find is that at national school level, the natural heritage is very well catered for, and students leave national schools with quite a good understanding of wildlife and natural heritage issues. But then at secondary school, they really aren't exposed to it in the same way unless they study geography or biology. So this guide is particularly targeted at secondary school students to try sort of encourage that environmental education, that natural heritage education through the curriculum.
The other important thing is that teachers buy into this, and from your own experience working with teachers in Donegal, that is the case.
Absolutely, they're very enthusiastic, and again, sometimes it's just that they might not necessarily have the required background in terms of how to go about surveying, and they can be a little bit hesitant, I suppose, to engage with that. But the guide itself gives them an introduction to each of these habitats and also tells them sort of step by step how to go about that and how to engage their students. So I think it should prove to be an engaging guide.